N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week, we catch up with Anya Beaumont and her project Mapping N10.
I like the idea with the layers, that it's the layers of our lives. You know, you walk down the street once, but you don't walk down the street once if you live there. You're walking down it probably every day. And so that kind of a map isn't just, it is a drawing, but the way we live within that geography is continuing. It's all the time.
And we talked to director Jezid Jimenez about his feature film set in Muswell Hill, Door 10.
The story is about Roy. He's a guy, he's a middle-aged, well, no, 30s. He's in his 30s. He comes to London to look for his mother because she disappeared without a trace.
You're listening to The N10 Show with me, LJ. This week, we start with artist Anya Beaumont. You might remember we talked to her at the beginning of the year about the intricate paper relief she was about to start on called Mapping N10. Well, a few months on, and she is in the final stages of completing the work. So we caught up with her yesterday in her studio to find out how it's all been going and to find out when we might be able to see what she's produced.
Well, this is the piece I'm working on at the moment. This is the second section of the relief. The top layer is a map of my estimate of the N10 area from around about 1868. So I had to use two maps, which were old London survey maps, and sort of fuse them together. And then by looking at contemporary maps, work out where the boundaries would be. And a lot of the lines you see on the surface aren't roads, they're actually field demarcations. And then behind it, you've got lots of different layers of paper which have been created using images from the area from, you know, way back when, 1900, 1898, that kind of thing, with their drawings or photographs. And these have been printed onto paper that's been donated. And also, we've got information about the area, the history of the area, and other bits of paper that have just come to me. So we've got some old wallpaper, we've got some, the blue layer there was actually a sheet of poster paper which had been used in a school display, and then they took it down and I got that. And some of these actually were postcards. I went to Bruce Castle Museum and went through their archive of photographs and postcards and took some photos of them. And some of them are postcards, and it was really the backs of them that to me were more interesting, because you got messages from Fred and Gertie and things like that. And even the names sort of take you back, because, you know, and the handwriting, you know, this beautiful looping script, which we just don't really see. People don't write that much any longer. We tend to type. There was a series that obviously come from the same family, and I forget the exact name now, but it was always addressed to Mrs. And they were obviously very close, and yet the formality of the time meant that always it was Mrs. And yet they obviously had a long correspondence, and they were obviously very dear to each other. So that was kind of quite intriguing, and how things have changed in society. But also, I mean, looking at the images of the area, I mean, it was so dramatically different 100 years ago. I found a photograph of Coppets Lane, Coppets Road, and it was just trees. It was bucolic countryside, and there was a chap, I don't know, one likes to think a shepherd, but who knows, sitting down there in this sort of scene. And it's just so different now. It's a million miles away. And it was only about 100 years ago, maybe a little bit more, but not much.
It doesn't seem that long, does it?
It doesn't really. But also seeing the photographs from the 1960s and the 1940s, and I think I found an image, whether I took a copy of it, I don't know, but it showed the Athenaeum as it was. Now, I didn't even know about this before. I'd just seen that little alleyway Athenaeum place, sort of, it's on the corner, not far from where Sainsbury's is now. There's a little alleyway that says Athenaeum Place and a little wall plaque. It used to be next to where the Singer shop was, it's now Italian place.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a big thing called the Athenaeum. It was a shop, I don't know, store, I'm not sure, but it was quite a big sort of palatial sort of structure there. So it has changed a lot. I mean, the thing about this work, in some ways it's a shame that I make it in the way that I do, because obviously to actually really get an insight of what it was like, you'd need to see all the images in its entirety. But I still think, I mean, for me, it's very important that the works have the integrity, that they have the information, that they have the images there, and that it becomes something else. It doesn't really matter. And what I have been doing, obviously, is documenting it the whole way along on my Facebook community page.
So describe for us what it looks like.
Probably quite unlike anything you've seen before, really. I mean, it's wall-based, so it's a relief, and it's made from paper, and what I try and do is think about, almost like if you were painting a picture, think about the balance of colour that I'm using as I'm working with it. So for example, if I've got some blue paper, then I'll think about what colours might go nicely with that. So I'm sort of encouraging kind of creamy, sandy colours to contrast it. But it is quite densely textured. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot to see. And it can be a bit overwhelming.
Kind of urban, is it? A little bit?
I don't know. Do you think?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, the density, you know, the intricacy, the layers.
It relates to a kind of urban living. And I think it relates to what it is. I mean, you've got the contours of the relief coming out. I do think about the physical contours of the geography when I'm working on it. And where possible, I try and push out the areas that are higher up and push back the areas that are lower down. And I like the idea with the layers, that it's the layers of our lives. You know, you walk down the street once, but you don't walk down the street once if you live there. You're walking down it probably every day. And so that kind of a map isn't just, it is a drawing, but the way we live within that geography is continuing. It's all the time. I like that aspect of it, that you have this idea of many times, many layers of things. And I also like the aspect of when you get up close to it, you can start to pick out little bits of text, which are quite interesting. At the moment, this text is all to do with the area. It's all to do with the history. But on the piece which is on the floor here at the moment, there's all sorts of different things. This is a contemporary map of Muswell Hill. You can see within here we've got music notation, we've got children's drawings, we've got recipes and things like that written in Swedish and Finnish. We've got notes about rent, which is quite one I quite like here, which somebody's, it's just a post-it note, but it's Avenue Muse, Flat 1 Avenue Muse, and you know, it's sort of really local stuff. We've got stuff from schools. We've got, these are quite nice, around the edges, all these sort of children's drawings. Because alongside making the work, I've been doing a number of residencies. And the big one's coming up, the major one's coming up next week, 13th to the 17th of August, in the library itself up in Muswell Hill. I will be in the library with both these two pieces of the work, and I will ostensibly be working on it. Now, I won't be able to do much of the large cutting, but these small little vignettes of the area, I'll be working on some of those. I'll be cutting away, and also there will be another opportunity to do map me.
Include just those. Remind us about the map me.
The map me is the map on the wall of the area, and then on recycled paper, people are encouraged to either write a thought that they have for the day, or write what they think about Muswell Hill, what their favourite part of Muswell Hill is, why they like living there, doing a quick drawing for me, and then with blue tack and string, I just tape it up around it. And I document it all before I then take it down and put it into the work. So it's a kind of direct way of the public that see the work to get involved. I'm also quite intrigued to know where people think the notional geographical boundaries of Muswell Hill are. So I'm hoping to have a map up that they can sort of say, well, I think it starts here, I think it ends there, because I have been working on the N10 area. But for the third section, I want to do a more detailed close-up map of where people think Muswell Hill is, and then do some larger cuts of some of the more obvious buildings there. So it's going to be a bit more pictorial, less abstract, and I anticipate that will be the centre. And then when it's finished, I would anticipate the whole thing's going to be over 7 metres long, so it's going to be pretty big. But the thing about the residency is that people will have the opportunity to see the work closer. When it's installed in the library, it's going to be above eye level, and a lot of the detail won't be visible.
That was Anya Beaumont, and if you'd like to see her work up close or have a chat with her about the project, she'll be starting her week's residency in the library on Monday, so pop in and say hi.
Is your website static? Do you want to make it more interactive? If the answer is yes, you need to book your place on one of our WordPress workshops. Let us show you how to create a website that will grow with your business. Twitter feeds? No problem. Ads? No problem. Payments? No problem. We'll even show you how to populate your site with content that will attract visitors. So what are you waiting for? Give us a call. Lindsay Miller from reddesk.co.uk did.
We work with small businesses offering business support from finance to events to social media. Since starting the course, I've decided to upgrade my own website and work on it myself so that I can upload and make an active website. It's been very useful because it's been step by step guiding you through every part of uploading a website, instead of having to ask somebody else every time you're able to do it yourself.
To find out more, log on to courses.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or call us on 07976 933 911.
And now to an exciting new feature film about to go into production set in Muswell Hill. The project is the brainchild of director Jezid Jimenez, originally from Colombia and now a resident of N10. The film, called Door 10, is scheduled to start filming in October, and Jezid will be casting for parts in the next couple of weeks. So if you're interested in getting involved, listen out for the email address at the end of the interview, or of course you can log on to n10show.com where you'll find all the details.
I wanted to start my career in filmmaking, but for some reason I wanted to do it outside Colombia because I like films, I like the Western, I like Hollywood, I like the international directors like Alfred Hitchcock and Steven Spielberg and the recent ones, you know, Christopher Nolan. I just saw their work and say I have to be one day doing the same thing. I really like suspense. I really like thriller. Psycho, I like very much. Vertigo, The Birds.
There's no reason to be afraid.
Birds are not aggressive creatures, miss. They bring beauty into the world.
That might be true for one bird, but thousands of birds? That's a different story.
Birds are going to bring about the end of the world. Oh, I think you're the cause of all this. I think you're evil.
One of the most terrifying films of all time. The Birds.
And then going to some other directors, I like Memento, which is, I think is a really good work. And then I've seen a bunch of film directors that have come in recent times or have done something that has been influenced by the work of Alfred Hitchcock, like film directors like Guillermo del Toro and Alfonso Cuarón, they're from Mexico. It's a good example of what I would like to be in creative terms. Well, my next project is called Door 10. It's a feature film, 90 minutes psychological thriller. It's happening in Muswell Hill. The story is about Roy. He's a guy, he's a middle-aged, well, no, 30s. He's in his 30s. He comes to London to look for his mother because she disappeared without a trace. During the events, he comes up with a lady called Petra, who is a mentally disturbed woman. But what she does is try to capture people, to abduct people and keep them secretly captive. The film develops around this story. He gets in love with a beautiful English woman and then his life starts to change. The script is finished. Once we enter to pre-production, is where we cast all the talent and crew. So that's in the moment we are. And also because we are securing investors and we're holding a fundraising campaign online where everyone interested can contribute with the amount of money they can. Depending on the amount you give, you get something from it. So, for example, if you want to contribute with £5,000, you are entitled to become an executive producer and see your name in the titles of the film. It's called Indiegogo.com. I'm aiming for a budget of about £70,000. You can write email us to door10movie@gmail.com. That's the email where you can send any information or show any interest to the project in terms of money or participation. You can also check our website, which is door10themovie.tk. It's an official website. You can see all the details in there, synopsis, hope you, and to start filming by the end of October.
That was Jezid Jimenez talking about his film Door 10. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Anya and Jezid. All the details for this week's interviews are online at ntenshow.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Oh, and next week, we will have an interview with the guys who are opening up in the old Threshers site. Very exciting. Don't miss it. Till next week then. Goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.